Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. In 1923, Grants Pass claimed to have invented the auto camp, based on Chamber of Commerce records showing the first camp opened in May 1915. As a boost to tourism, the chamber had rented 4.5 acres of Rogue River frontage and cleared it of brush, the present-day site of Riverside Park. The first visitors came from Yakima, Washington, when the camp was nothing more than a vacant lot. The camp was free, and a committee cleaned up after visitors. That first year averaged about 7 campers a night. By 1923, camp improvements included 12 cottages, each with a wood stove filled with kindling, a bed, table and chairs, electric hot plate, electric lights, and water. Each tourist enjoyed free hot and cold showers, sanitary lavatories, and bathhouse privileges. A 24-by-36-foot community room offered space for visits with other travelers and for writing letters and reading. The improved camp had space for 100 visitors at $1 a night for cottages and half that for campers to help pay for law enforcement. Camp Superintendent Joe Ferguson ran a small store on the premises. Today's episode of As It was written by Linda Demscher, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.